From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, we recognize one Jamaican woman who has given over half a century of service to her community and her country. Stay tuned to find out who has been sharing the love.
My greatest joy is to see the fruit of my labor, that people that I've tried to train and bring up take their places in life.
Nellie Lewis, née Allen, always wanted to be an educator. From as early as elementary school days in Mount James, St. Andrew, she would observe the teachers and the care with which they carried out their duties, imparting knowledge and raising children not their own.
I was impressed with what I saw of my teachers. They were so professional, so dignified. What I saw of them attracted me, and I wanted to be like that.
She would get her chance after being successful in the Jamaica local exams. £65 a year is what her father, an assistant inspector of the poor, would have to find to send her to Shortwood Teachers College. Her mother passed when she was 9 years old. And being the second of five children meant the resources had to be stretched to share. Her grandmother and her uncle, who was the former Minister of Education, Edwin Allen, helped where they could. Nellie worked hard and was successful in her studies, catching the watchful eye of her college's headmistress.
I was at home one day, and the principal of the college drew up at my gate. And she said, "Nellie, there's a school in St. Mary that needs a principal, and I would like you to take that position."
Hesitant at first, she eventually took the position in Orange Hill, St. Mary.
In those days, we don't work with luck. You know, when to call school, when to give recess, when lunch, and people go home. But teacher must be there to prepare for the next day. And you go home if a child didn't perform well, it is on your mind because you wonder why. So it was more than a job.
From there to Devon Penn Elementary as a vice principal and later to Spanish Town Primary and Spanish Town Junior High until she became the first principal of Tredegar Park All Age. She would then spend nearly quarter century at Tredegar Park, building the school, befriending the community, raising its children in her own home and at school. Over the years, Nellie Lewis has raised about 15 children, though she only ever gave birth to one daughter, Reverend Dr. Marjorie Lewis, who would become the first female president of the Jamaica Theological Seminary. Reverend Astor Carlisle, minister of the Webster Memorial United Church, was one such young man nurtured by Nellie Lewis. He describes her akin to his own mother.
A woman of deep intellect, deep substance. When I was minister in Greendale, she was like the village lawyer in the good sense. She was the repository of all knowledge. The woman had such a wealth of history as it regards the community and the church and the church's involvement in the community. She was the person who everyone went to have documents signed, but also she was the person who gave solid counsel regarding different aspects of life. If you had a marital challenge, if you had a challenge with land, if you had a challenge with just relations, Nellie Lewis was the person to whom everyone went to seek clarity.
For over 50 years of dedication to education and community development, Nellie Elizabeth Lewis will be given the badge of honor for long and faithful service.
There are many people deserving of it, and I'm sure that Nellie Lewis is one such person by virtue of her own selfless acts of love and kindness and nurture and directing. She's a wonderful human being.
You don't do these things because you expect to be rewarded for it. You understand? And if one person is better because I crossed their path, I'm happy.
As a justice of the peace, Nellie Lewis is called upon nearly every day, whether for knowledge, counsel, or a physical task. At 86 years old, she shows no signs of slowing down, carrying on her tireless service to her community, her country, and her God. That's all we have time for on today's program. Tune in next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.